Okay. Students, this is our last segment together, and it's an important one to me. Have seats. Because it's about keeping down the stress in your high school career and building up the family harmony at home. Now, students, your family is the backbone of your success, and for some of you, your family is here today, and for others of you, your family have sent you here to get every opportunity. So I would like to start this segment by giving your family a round of applause, okay? And parents, thank you for sending your kids here to get a little more insight and a lot more empowerment, I hope, in this overwhelming but thrilling rite of passage that is college admissions. So, let me start by suggesting that one of the most important things you can do for your children is to schedule a weekly family meeting. Schedule it right on your calendar. Encourage your children to talk about problems encountered academically and socially and ask a lot of questions. This is essential for your child's well-being. You know, parents will speak to me confidentially about how they feel the window of communication between them and their children closes a little bit more with each passing year. And of course, our kids grow up and they grow out. But when our teens, especially teens, are nervous about something, as they are about impending college admissions concerns, even in ninth grade, they retreat. Of course they retreat, because to them, college admissions looks a little bit like this, like a freight train coming at them. But with a family meeting, you can break down the fear and build up the channels of communication, and it will change their life in high school. Let's look at how you can use a family meeting, okay, to help your kids. First, it's not the best thing to wait until your child does really poorly on a test. That causes stress. During the family meeting, discuss the struggles that your child is having in advance, you know, in the class, before that first test. If you or your spouse is adept in that particular subject, maybe take a half hour or an hour a night, work with your child, and guys, let them work with you, okay, if they have the ability to do it. Work with your child to get them out of that valley. Now, if it's a more serious problem and your child needs some private tutoring, okay, then go to the nearby high schools, speak to the chairperson of that department, ask if the chairperson does the tutoring. If not, ask who the best teachers are in that school who would do the tutoring. Then, does National Honor Society provide free tutoring? Find out the name of the coordinator. Do teachers give help after school once, twice, or three times a week? Awesome. Make sure your child is there for every single session. Not only will he or she get some enlightenment in the subject, but maybe they'll create a bond with the teacher, and maybe the teacher will be a little more merciful on the next test. So all I'm saying is catch the learning problem before it becomes a transcript problem. Okay, next, if you're not receiving satisfaction from your high school guidance department, don't get mad, get going. Devise a workaround. Let's say that your child wants to take an extra STEM subject, like AP Computer Science, because they know that'll be really valuable to them in college and beyond. But it doesn't fit into their schedule, or your school doesn't offer it, or your child didn't score highly enough in math the year before to be placed in it, or there's an inadequate teacher teaching that course, and you know that because none of that teacher's students have ever received a 4 or a 5 on an AP. Okay, don't stress about it. Do a workaround. Sign up for a course that's equivalent at a local college or university, or take the course online only at a certified program. I recommend EPGY Stanford University or Johns Hopkins online. Or homeschool the course with a certified teacher if you're able to do that. Have the teacher give your child quarterly grade reports, then bundle all those reports at the end of the year and walk those reports into the guidance office at the end of the year and ask, would you kindly send these grade reports along with my transcript to all my colleges in the fall or whenever it is that you're going to apply? Did you know you could do that? You can. And that further credentializes your child's work because you have a certified teacher giving them a grade. Next, come up with a plan for your child to give back to the community, to any community. Let them understand that there is more for them to be proud of than just the grades and scores on that transcript. Let them understand that it is as valuable and weighty a thing to be a good global citizen as it is to be a good student. Let me give you an example of how one of my high-achieving, high-stressed students journeyed from stress to the college of his dreams through an inspirational giving back experience. So my student, Sean, was a hardworking overachiever, and during a family meeting, he and his parents decided that it would be a beautiful thing for him to participate in a medical mission to Guatemala. Sean's responsibility was to teach a healthcare class to all the children in the clinic in the nearby neighborhoods. The children packed his class. They stayed afterwards to learn more about science, to hear his jokes, to hear his stories. They loved Sean. One day, Sean got a distressing phone call from home. There had been a serious fire in his area in California, and his home was destroyed. Thankfully, his parents and family were absolutely fine. But Sean was understandably distraught, visibly sad for the next couple of days during his classes. And the children noticed, and they found out why. What happened next was astonishing. The children went around in the clinic and to their friends and families in the nearby neighborhoods and collected little handfuls of coins and presented the tiny sum to Sean upon his departure for the United States. Sean was overwhelmed, humbled. He couldn't understand how could children who came from so little and had so little even think about giving to him. After all, he had come to Guatemala to help them. Well, after Sean returned home and things normalized to the degree that they could, he founded an organization called the Don't Get Sick Library. He took all of his healthcare lessons and edited them, bundled them into a manual and had them translated into Spanish and then illustrated for the children. And his organization sent the Don't Get Sick Library to children in clinics throughout Central and South America. Well, Sean's stress melted off him. It was funneled into this extraordinary initiative. He couldn't get over the fact that he was having such impact in other areas of the world. He was energized, not stressed, and nothing happened to his grades. His grades were still soaring. Now, I don't know who got the greater gift in this experience, but Sean is now pre-med at Duke University and minoring in global studies. So, yeah, Sean. So, guys, I guess the lesson is don't just make to-do lists. Make to-be lists. Be the person you want to be. And parents, you can help them during a family meeting. Enable them to be the person that they want to be, to be the thing that inspires them. Okay? Now, one last thing, if it has caused you guys stress because you've always wanted to do science research and there's no science research department at your high school, many of you know already, I will take that burden off you. I want that stress to disappear. You will call our office and let me know if you want to be connected with our science research director, who is an Intel ICEF affiliated judge, and he will work with you from beginning to end on your research, on brainstorming, creating, developing the paper, and submitting it to the fairs. So I don't want you to be stressed about that anymore. So parents, through these proactive decisions, you will be dialing back the stress in your household, and you guys will be able to fulfill the dreams on your dream board. Remember something. You're not dreamers because you're exceptional. You're exceptional because you're dreamers. You got, oh yes, for you, for you. You guys have got to take the lead now and live up to your authentic potential. This is a world that needs you operating at full capacity, because when we look at you, everything looks better. So, I hope that this boot camp has given you as much help as it's given me joy to share. I want to meet each and every one of you upstairs. If I haven't already met you, I'm going right up there now. I wish you big dreams, big success, big joy, and most of all, big extrapreneurial adventures. Go get them!